I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Thursday, July 26, 2012. We have a very short agenda. The very first thing on the agenda is agenda requests review. And Randy, you were going to make a request.
Yeah, I wanted to make a request to get on your agenda for next Thursday for road and bridge update.
I concur.
A week from today.
9 o'clock looks finally on our calendar.
How much time, Randy?
At least 30 minutes.
Will that be enough?
Should be.
Okay. We will do that. We also have listed here a request to do court orders. So we want to do those on Monday. Is that all right?
Just do them first thing.
Salt and fuel purchase. This has to do with MoDOT. And what MoDOT has done has sent us a agreement per the discussion that we had the other day. And their question is, of course, whether or not we will approve the agreement. It states simply, we would like to request your permission to use salt and fuel from your facilities. We will purchase or replenish what we use. If our staff or equipment do any damage to the facility or grounds, ordinary wear and tear accepted, we will repair or replace the damaged equipment or grounds. Andy Mueller, the assistant district engineer, has signed that. Do you want something else on there, Dan or Jim?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what would that
put
be?
Put it on the request, and I'll make the statement on what we need.
Would you want to fix it before we put it on there? I mean, is there something you can just...
That opens the door for any damage that we would do on their open roads. If they're going to do it as they pull into our facility and pick up fuel and this and that, if we jerk a pothole out, then we'd be responsible. I discussed that with them when they were here.
Okay.
And they made a... The only reason I brought it up is because they brought it up previously. This here opens the door for them. They have a short time to pull in and get fuel, and what damage can they do during all that time versus us out on the road, driving down the road.
Can we refer this to council and then we'll bring it back?
Yep. What do we want to do? That's reasonable. I'm in agreement with everything but that.
Okay. After I review, can I talk with you about your concerns?
Mm-hmm.
So before we put it on the agenda, we're going to do that. Let me set that aside. We have a request from HR to meet with us in executive session. Shall we schedule that for Monday?
Yes.
Dale Avenue boat launch.
We left it at, we were trying to get a hold of the Corp. We were going to have Nikki do it. She's just been out this week, so this is wait until we get a hold of the Corp people who put the request before us.
Mm-hmm. Any of you have anything else that we need to put on the agenda for next week?
I do have a request.
Okay.
And this is it's a little strange request, but I'd like to suspend the public comment on Monday. It is the political season, and you know, if it's my concern is just the abuse of public comment. We have it for a reason, to hear from the constituents, and I didn't know if that was something that we wouldn't mind suspending just for 1 week. Otherwise, it's not, and I have nothing specifically in mind. It's just a matter of the abuse of why we have public comment. And I may be out of line. I just
Well, I'm not, how are we doing that with our agenda requests right now?
That's true. But I just don't know when else we talk about it.
Can we bring this up?
Okay.
And chat
sure.
Legally what we should be doing? We're having an exec session with two attorneys here shortly. And,
okay.
And I would be delighted to.
And if not, that's fine too.
Approach the subject at that time.
I'm just.
I understand the reason. I think it's. I made the note on it here, Jim.
Okay.
Guys, on the agenda, is there anything else for next week's agenda?
No.
And we'll find out during our exec session whether or not we need to meet with counsel next week. And if that's the case, then
right.
We will schedule it at that time. What else I have for this morning's agenda is this Verizon wireless account changes. Don, that would be you, I think, or you're involved in it. All right, help me out why this is not administrative. Is it something that you all are looking for us just to make a, give you direction or?
When it was set up underneath the Nikki, myself, Gary Morgan, and I forgot who the fourth one was on it. Anyway, they're the only ones can do any changes or anything. Well, when Nikki was out, I thought that had all been changed, and I think Jim had to call and found out that I was still on there. Gary Morgan, and then another employee that's terminated was already
off. I've got on the list that was given to me, Chuck Pinnell and Gary Morgan.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't we tell you now that we're going to take Chuck Pinnell and Gary Morgan off the list because they're no longer Teen County employees, and we have some offering of other names?
Melissa Trotter, maybe an IS, and then how about Amy upstairs, and then, of course, leave you on there.
Okay.
And do you want to add Joanna to it?
She does
with bills. I mean, that's, and Joanna, and I think
that's plenty. I would think
that's enough that at least somebody will be here to help.
Get with me, and with the commission's approval, we'll draft whatever you need, and I'll sign it, and then you can utilize it. We will take care of it. Thank you, Don.
On that same subject, I had a phone breakdown on Friday afternoon. Went over, battery was bad. Battery could not be recharged, and I couldn't get my phone for the weekend because I couldn't get a hold of a code number, and I couldn't get a hold of it's a county phone. I couldn't purchase the battery to stick in a county phone. I don't understand all the stuff that goes along with that, but I couldn't take my own dollars and purchase a battery to stick in a county phone so that I could.
Okay. We're going to take care of that right now. And I will draft that letter with y'all's permission, and I will place the names of Melissa Trotter, Don Blue, Amy Koibian, and Joanna. Correct?
Joanna Jasper, yep.
Okay. Guys, that's all that we have this morning.
I will follow up on the news. All right, so I'll move that we go into executive session pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12 for our legal update from our attorneys.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded that we go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session, and I don't see any other business for the commission today.
Correct.